Number one on the list of holiday scams has to do with brand name items. The Better Business Bureau's Peggy Pender says we all love brand names, especially those of us with teenagers, but she says there are no shortcuts.
Counterfeit items will make themselves available. They'll look like they are the item. This can come from clothing to handbags to jewelry. Tiffany comes to mind. I certainly know that, you can find all kinds of Tiffany items available in an online environment. But when you drill down and look at the detail, you're probably going to find that it is like a Tiffany item.
Pender's advice is going to an authentic retailer or making sure you're dealing with a legitimate online company before shelling out money for a brand name gift. Next on the list, fake websites. Pender says when ordering online, make sure you're on a secure site and check out the fine print.
Do they have a privacy policy? And is it up to date? Is it in English? Is there anything funny there? And you're also going to want to make sure there's a contact opportunity. Is there a phone number? Can I call you?
Pender says that's important because websites can be there today and gone tomorrow. Number three on the scam list, bogus charities. It's the giving season, says Pender's, adding it's easier to get pulled in this time of year.
Children's stories and illnesses and puppies and animals. These all really pull at our heartstrings. We all have our favorites, but just do your homework before you actually make that contribution.
Pender says the best way to make sure your charity is legit is to ask a lot of questions. She notes the Better Business Bureau has a charity review program to help you out. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. The fourth scam of Christmas is credit card fraud. The Better Business Bureau's Peggy Bender says credit is the best way to pay for your gifts, noting debit cards give scammers direct access to your cash, while credit cards do offer some protection. She advises, though, to keep an eye on your statement.
Take a look at it. Make sure nothing fishy is going on, because the sooner you catch a problem charge, the better suited you are to avoid some problem down the line. Because what happens is they hang on to this information, and it can hit months, even years later.
Next up, the fifth scam of Christmas involves personalized letters from Santa. Pender's notes many companies out there offer such a service for a small fee, but she says don't ever supply personal information unless you've done your homework on the company.
We want to make sure they've been around, they've been doing this, more than just this season. They have a bit of a track record that you can find some positive information about their particular site. Because you don't want to, certainly have your child disappointed, but you also don't want to give away your financial information, your personal information to a company that you're not familiar with.
The sixth scam of Christmas has to do with those cute e-cards. Pender says scammers love to email and they love to play on your emotions.
These holiday cards, can carry viruses. And if you click on something, you could be in trouble before you know it. This has happened to me. The whole screen goes bleep, and you're in trouble. You're like, oh no, and it just happens that fast. You just click the wrong thing, and you could be in trouble. So you got to move slow.
Pender's advises you to use the internet with double vision, meaning have two screens open while you surf the web, so you can use the second screen to investigate whatever you're considering purchasing on the first screen. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. Christmas con number seven, shady resellers. The Better Business Bureau's Peggy Pender's notes we're all after those hot gifts, and sometimes we turn to sites like eBay or Craigslist. She advises, know who you're dealing with.
You want to make sure that you're dealing with someone who's done this before. Really great way to deal with a legitimate reseller is try to go local. Work with somebody that's in your community that you might be able to meet during the day in a public place so that you're giving your information and your money to someone that you can track down if you need to in the future.
Number eight on the holiday scam list is identity theft while shopping. Pender's notes keep your license, credit cards, and other important information close at hand.
He keep in mind, you don't want to like leave your credit card sitting out on a counter. We are all walking around with documentation devices, and that would be your smartphone, where we've had people actually take pictures of cell phones and use that information. Before you get home, you're in trouble. So just make sure you know where your credit card is, how long has it been gone. Get your, you know, instincts up and make sure you're paying attention.
The ninth scam of Christmas has to do with phishing scams to your email. Penders says beware of phony shipping notifications that include computer viruses.
We're into the week now where, you know, we're expecting things to arrive. And if they don't come when we expected, now we're going to pay attention to those alerts. Oh, my gosh, there's something wrong. There was a problem. Your credit card got rejected. The address was wrong. Any of these types of excuses can kind of pull you in and have you kind of take that hook. But don't do it.
Penders advises to read any such emails carefully and contact the retailer independently before acting on the email notice. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News. Number 10 on the list is the Wi-Fi connection you're using safe. Well, the Better Business Bureau's Peggy Penders notes public Wi-Fi is risky.
Better Business Bureau really recommends that you are, in secure Wi-Fi zones. You got to make sure that you're not just using a public access, that there are passcodes for you to get in, so you have the best protection there.
Christmas con number 11, travel scams. Penders says make sure you're dealing with a legitimate agency when browsing through potential destinations.
Think about where you are and the pictures that you see, and these are some of the things that kind of motivate your decision to book that particular place, the price, of course, but make sure that they're not using images for another luxury location that you're never going to be at. You get there, it doesn't look anything like you expected.
The 12th scam of Christmas, beware of who is on the other end of the phone. Penders says scammers will say anything to con you.
During the holidays, people are on vacation. This is a big window for these types of solicitations. It can connect to charity, offerings. But one of them that's been particularly frightening and making the rounds for several months and just hit Western New York recently was the IRS scam. So we want to remind folks to pay attention that the solicitation that come in on the phone, don't have to listen to them. So you've got to kind of, take your emotions out of it and don't be afraid to just hang up when something doesn't sound right.
Penders adds the Better Business Bureau is available 24/7 online at bbb.org to help you with all your questions. She says there's never a charge for information. Cheryl Hagan, WBFO News.